Hello and welcome to the How Not to Screw Up Your Kids podcast, the bucket emptying episodes. So, pour yourself a cuppa, find a comfy seat and enjoy the conversation. I'm Dr. Mary Han, your host, psychologist and parenting expert. And in today's episode, we have a listener question. And actually, it's a really honest listener question. So this listener is saying, like, help, my child is growing up and I don't know if I like it. Now, you may not necessarily be feeling the same, but some parents will really find the whole process of their children growing up very much a grieving process. It's like you're grieving the loss of what your children were, as well as that loss of that whole family in the same way that it has always been. So sometimes parents feel this when they're really, they've made a sort of a conscious decision that they're not going to have any more children. And so it often tends to show up with the youngest. It's almost that, like, knowing that you're not going to be having that two-year-old again, you're not going to do those first days at school again, and all of those things. For some of you listening to this podcast episode, you may actually be dancing on the ceiling, celebrating and super thankful that you're getting nearer to that sort of end. And so you may not necessarily be feeling that grieving process. So I'm speaking to those of you very specifically who are finding it really difficult, sort of watching and transitioning of your children as they become older and those sort of stages. If you are celebrating, it doesn't mean that there isn't something for you here, because I do believe that there is. So the first thing is to acknowledge that you're going through a grieving process and that it is likely to ebb and flow. So sometimes you're going to feel actually okay with the fact that your children are getting older, and other times you're going to find it really upsetting. So the first thing to really do is to acknowledge it. And the fact that you've written in is just incredible. It's that the path for everything is that acceptance and understanding what the issue is first. The next one, and I'm saying this genuinely with love, is to start reflecting and doing a bit of an audit at what you have lost about yourself in that process of being a parent. I say this with love because I see it so often, is that we have multiple roles. Now, this question came in from a mother, so I'm responding specifically to that, to the mother in this instance. But so often I see in the community that I run, but also when I'm in schools and also when I'm doing parenting talks, is that so often as parents, as mothers, when we become a mother, that role, amongst all of the other roles that we have, but that role seems to take a higher precedent and like emphasis over and above every other role. And sometimes we lose who we are along the way. So we deprioritize all of the things that were our passions, our joys, our loves, our hobbies and interests, and forsake those. It's almost like it's not even as if we park them. I think we just like almost grieve them, assume that we are no longer able to do those. And then we prioritize this one track, this one role, this one path that is that of motherhood. And so sometimes, I don't know if this is the case for you, but it's certainly been the case in lots of mothers that I've spoken to, is when that role has become the most important and the most driving force, and the other aspects of who you are and your role have not been nurtured, have not been prioritized or given really any shape, any time at all, what can happen is it really amplifies that grieving process, because not only are we grieving the fact that our children are getting older and we've sort of that the loss of that, I think it's the realization that along that way to motherhood and in that process of motherhood, we've slightly lost track of who we are. And actually it's not just about letting go of our children, it's the stepping into, who am I now? What are the things that are really, that interest me, that I love, that are my passions, that I want to pursue? How do I actively fill this, what seems like this massive void of time, now that I'm not, you know, say for example, if you've had a child who's been in nappies, for example, or who's needed naps during the day, or who's starting school, suddenly it feels like that we've got this massive void of space and time that we don't necessarily know what to occupy with. So I think it's a really important thing that we do, is you're not going to get the answer immediately, but is to sit with that question, who am I? What do I enjoy? How might I choose to spend the time that I now have? And it may not be that you've got oodles and oodles. But certainly that emphasis and that deprioritization from a child who may have needed you lots to a child who needs you a little less, it's really working out and just finding out who you are and knowing that you're not necessarily going to come up with one definitive answer, one thing, one passion. We talk so much about finding our passion and pursuing it, and then our children finding their passion and pursuing it. It's really not that way for most people. For most people, it's simply a case of what are the multiple things that I enjoy occupying myself with, given my mood and the time that's available to me. So what you're really wanting to do is to now begin to reconnect with who you are, because who you are now at whatever stage of that parenting cycle that you're in is different to the person that you were before. Now, some of you may well have already continued to nurture and cultivate those interests, and you would have noticed that that would have changed. But in my experience, most mothers, it's one of the big differences between mothers and fathers, is that most mothers deprioritize every aspect of who they are and over prioritize being a mother, whereas fathers want prioritize being a father, but they also make sure that they maintain who they are and their interests. And so it's no right or wrong, it's just simply different. So it's that acknowledgement that you're going through a grieving process. It's really beginning to reconnect with who you are so you can begin to start finding who you are and beginning to express those interests. And then the third thing that I would say is that actually try to celebrate what the age and stage that your child is currently at. So it's this notion of when we're grieving and we're reminiscing about how things have been. And we all know that we tend to romanticize that. I mean, you know, I've got 20-year-old children, and I'm sure when I think back to their childhood, there's lots of romanticization of things that we used to do and how much fun it was. Whereas the reality was, in the thick of it, it was hard work. It was exhausting. It was tiring. It was all consuming. So what I would encourage you to do is try and avoid too much of the backwards reflection, because we're likely to romanticize that. And also what that does is that it doesn't allow us to be present in the stage and age that they're at the moment, and to really savor that, to really enjoy that. And to really focus in on the, what do I get now? What do I have now in terms of the relationship with my child and the time that I get to have with them that I really want to make sure that I'm fully present for, that I fully optimize and that I fully embrace? Because as you know, you blink and they've left home. So it's really trying to sort of connect with all of those things as well. So it's being kind to yourselves. Know that you are in a grieving process. Begin to sort of rediscover who you are, but also make sure that we're looking forward and that we're being present and that we're enjoying what our children are giving us now in that age and stage. And it may well be that the age and stage that they're at the moment is one that doesn't include a huge amount of impact or contact with you directly. Maybe they're a 14, 15-year-old that would, given half a chance, will hold themselves up in their room. And if they're not, they're out with their friends. So be present when you have those moments. Be present knowing that they are still living with you and you still have that in it, that contact. But also be present to the opportunity that that affords you in terms of the ability to reconnect and experiment and explore and enjoy and rediscover who you are over and above that one role, which is mother, or that one role, which is father. So I hope that that helps ease that difficulty that you might be going through. As ever, if you have enjoyed this episode, I would be ever so grateful if you could rate, follow, and review this podcast so that others can find us and we can spread the love. So until next time.